The number one contenders for the NXT Tag Team Championships are set. The women's championship matchup for NXT TakeOver is also set. Brand new names announced for Raw 25, and my perspective on the Royal Rumble matchup in the women's division. This is PWR Tonight for Thursday, January 18, 2018. Hello, fans. Welcome to PWR Tonight. Damian Nelson coming to you here from the PWR studios. Thank you so much for joining us here on YouTube and Fight TV. We definitely appreciate the thousands of you tuning in each day here to these episodes of PWR Tonight. In fact, why don't you drop us a subscription right now just by clicking the PWR logo in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen so that you never miss an episode. And tonight's hot news, last night on NXT on the WWE Network, the tag team number one contenders for the championship were set as the Authors of Pain won a matchup to find out that they would be the ones going to NXT TakeOver to take on the team of Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish in what should be a tremendous tag team wrestling matchup in Philadelphia as part of TakeOver. Also at TakeOver, we found out that the women's championship will be on the line as Ember Moon will be defending against Shayna Baszler, which should be a tremendous matchup as well. Really, really solid action from the women's division in NXT as of late. More names have been announced for WWE Raw 25, and they just keep on coming, folks. We learned that Mark Henry is going to be returning, the Silverback Sexual Chocolate. He's going to be returning to WWE for Raw 25, and he will be a part of that big broadcast on the USA Network on Monday night. Also announced on his social media channels, the coach, Jonathan Coachman, formerly of WWE, also formerly of ESPN. If you don't remember, the coach had set up the deal between ESPN and WWE, where for many months, their talents, WWE talents, were appearing on ESPN in weekly interviews. Some big news broken during that period, including Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, that series of matchups, all of that happening as part of the coach's deal between ESPN and WWE. Well, the coach has since left ESPN, and some have speculated that perhaps he may be on his way back to the WWE. But regardless, we know that on Monday night from New York City, Coach will indeed be a part of Raw 25. I want to remind all of you that we will be live in New York at the Manhattan Center for Raw 25, and we are very, very happy to be bringing you a special edition of PWR Tonight on Monday. David Hero and I will be there, and we'll be bringing you a report just before the show from New York on the USA Network. And we've also learned that WWE will be doing a pre-show for Raw 25 from the Manhattan Center. It's going to feature the broadcast team that's representing the Manhattan Center of Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler, along with Sam Roberts, Peter Rosenberg, and a returning David Otunga as well, all part of that pre-show for Raw 25, that coming to you Monday night from the Manhattan Center. Can't wait to get there. Really, I've never been inside there at all, let alone for an edition of Monday Night Raw. And while I was torn as to which venue to go to, I think I like my choice in the Manhattan Center for what we hear is going to happen in there versus over at the Barclays. Impact Wrestling's back on the air tonight on Pop TV, and they had announced that they were going to be broadcasting a special matchup, a barbed wire mayhem matchup where the ropes were replaced, the ring ropes were replaced with barbed wire. We know from the tapings that this match was brutal in a good way, and we also... apparently, Impact Wrestling also knows that because they have now decided that after announcing it would air tonight on Pop TV on Impact Wrestling, it will not. It actually will air after Impact Wrestling's broadcast, and it will be on their new Twitch channel that we told you about a couple of days ago here on PWR Tonight. So that match is one you probably want to look for. And remember, Twitch is a free app you can get on your mobile devices. You can watch on the web as well, I believe, to check that out from Impact Wrestling. Also, one story we haven't touched on from Impact Wrestling, in addition to EC3, which we talked about yesterday, and his probable participation in the Royal Rumble, especially since he was reportedly seen at the WWE Performance Center just earlier today. But keep in mind, both are in Orlando. Impact was down there for their tapings, and the Performance Center obviously exists there. But Bobby Lashley also said to be done with the company, and we know that he had a prominent role in WWE before choosing to leave several years ago, shortly after WrestleMania 23, actually, so a longer time ago than we think. But Bobby Lashley, still with a lot in that tank. He's appeared on this program, as has EC3, by the way. And it's unclear as to whether or not he is indeed going back and as to whether or not he might be a participant in the Royal Rumble matchup. Speaking of the Royal Rumble, we do know that there will be a women's Royal Rumble for the first time ever in Philadelphia as part of that big event. And in this week's perspective piece here on PWR Tonight, where I give you my take on whatever it is I choose to talk about, this women's Rumble matchup is going to be interesting for several reasons. We know that WWE is going to pull out all the stops in this match because they have no choice but to do so. It's the first ever Women's Rumble, and they have only announced about 20 names of participants of the current women's roster who are going to be as a part of that matchup, which leaves about 10 names unannounced. Now, there's a couple of places they can get those ladies from. They can get them from NXT. We talked about Candice LeRae, who had recently signed with the company and has reported to the performance center in a Rumble match. I'm sure she's ready to go. But also, don't forget that come Monday night on Raw 25, we've got several returning divas to that broadcast, including Trish Stratus, Kelly Kelly, Michelle McCool. So a lot of options. And what's always very good from my perspective about the Royal Rumble matchup is you do have those surprises, those pop surprises, those nostalgic pop surprises that you get in the Rumble that you didn't think about, that you're not expecting. And I think it's interesting that we haven't heard the name Lita mentioned as it pertains to this Raw 25 reunion. Maybe they're keeping her off the top of our minds for a reason. Perhaps she could be a participant along with some of those divas and maybe some of those NXT talents in the Women's Rumble matchup. One other big name that's worth considering, and I've talked about her here on this program, and depending on who you listen to, she either has or will be signing with WWE. We've seen her at WrestleMania before. We did in San Jose, back at WrestleMania 31, I believe it was. And that is Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, some are saying that she may be a part of the company by WrestleMania, but maybe not at the Royal Rumble. But I will say this. If she is coming into the company, the Rumble's the best place to do it, because you have so many directions by which you can go. Firstly, you're going to get that big surprise, and you don't want to do a surprise on WrestleMania. You don't want to do it at Elimination Chamber. You don't want to do it at Fastlane. You want to do it at the Royal Rumble because people are expecting surprises but not knowing who to expect, and you can get away with it a bit more there. And then you've got the road to WrestleMania after, where you can get some more marketing abilities from that surprise, if you will. It would be a waste if she surprised everyone and debuted at WrestleMania, in my opinion, but the options are more plentiful at the Royal Rumble. In my opinion, my perspective, Ronda Rousey comes in next Sunday at the Rumble as part of the Women's Rumble matchup, maybe number 1 through 5, and survives through the whole thing. But by the end of it, perhaps she's left in the ring with one other woman. Maybe that one other woman is Charlotte Flair, the most dominant woman in the WWE right now. And perhaps one of those two win. I don't know who. Maybe Ronda, maybe Charlotte. Regardless, though, you've got the seed planted for the match going in to WrestleMania between Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair, which would be a heck of a matchup, because both, Charlotte's a lot tougher than we think, and Ronda Rousey could really learn a lot over the course of time working matches leading up to that match with Charlotte at WrestleMania. So I, for one, hope and wish and think that we will see Rousey is part of the Royal Rumble matchup, but only time will tell. Royal Rumble in 2 weeks, just under a week actually now from WWE in Philadelphia. What we do know for fact, only about 20 names announced. They got 10 holes to fill, and they got many options to fill them. But I think, again, as I started off this segment, they've got to make a splash. They will make a splash. They will leave us talking about what probably will be the opening match. Let's get over that now. It should be the opening match, because you want to start with a Rumble, end with a Rumble if you have the chance to do it. They got a lot of in between the Universal Championship matchup, the handicapped World Championship matchup, the Intercontinental Championship matchup. Maybe we're still going to see the United States Championship matchup. Let's not forget about the best 2 out of 3 falls for the SmackDown tag straps, and a lot to fill. Quite frankly, I think every other match, they're not making as big deal out of this as they did Survivor Series, because it was brand versus brand, but I think every other match is a championship match at the Royal Rumble. WWE's got some work to do to build excitement and engagement going into WrestleMania. I think they have the perfect platform with Monday's 25th anniversary edition of Raw, Sunday's Royal Rumble. They're going to do a lot and make a big splash as the road to WrestleMania begins. I want to thank all of you for joining us here for PWR Tonight, the thousands of you who are tuning in each and every day here on YouTube and Fight TV. We sincerely thank you for your support, and we encourage you to join us when we are coming to you again with a special episode of PWR Tonight. That'll be on Monday night from Manhattan, from Times Square. David Hero and myself will be there as part of Raw 25, and we're going to be bringing you an update from the streets of New York here on a special Monday edition of PWR Tonight. Primetime will return next Monday, but Feedback Friday is back for the first time in 6 months tomorrow. We've got nearly an hour's worth of content planned for you, and our special co-host joining us will be Kenny Starmaker Bolin. And if you've seen or heard or are aware of Kenny Starmaker Bolin, you know that he is a unique individual. And the last time he appeared on our broadcast on Feedback Friday some 3 years ago, things got a little contentious. And I hope they don't, but I wouldn't expect that they won't. Again, when he joins us tomorrow, and remember, that was a Hero deal. And anytime David Hero gets his hands on something, it usually goes very south and sideways real quickly. So we will bring you the answers to your questions, your comments on our recent videos tomorrow on Feedback Friday. In the meantime, subscribe to us here on YouTube and follow us on our socials so that you never miss an episode, and continue the engagement here with us at the Pro Wrestling Report. For all of us here at the Pro Wrestling Report, this is Damian Nelson saying thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow for an all-new returning Feedback Friday.